This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. But before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors, including a Kev on Stage Universe favorite, HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. HelloFresh makes dinner time a snap with deliciously easy options that will please everyone at your table. A recent hit at my house is the cheddar crusted chicken, particularly because it comes with buttery mashed sweet potatoes. And the only thing better than loaded baked potatoes is mashed sweet potatoes.
Absolutely.
The brown sugar, the maple syrup.
May as well be a dessert.
It's so good. And like that contrasted with the chicken that got the cheese and it's like crusted and the broccoli. It's the whole situation. Literally love it. Everyone in my house loved it, including the baby Micaiah. So all in HelloFresh over here. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code JUICE16.
JUICE16.
At HelloFresh.com/JUICE16.
JUICE16. Yes. Hello, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mel.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are real life sisters in the event this is your first time listening to this podcast. We talk about everything and nothing at all, just like the Seinfeld show, a show about nothing. We talk about whatever it is we want to talk about. Sometimes that's pop culture. Sometimes that's our lives. A lot of times it's our kids. Okay. We start with a little segment called Long Story Short. Mel, we started a Gin and Juice Instagram page.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
The Gin and Juice podcast.
So if you haven't had an opportunity, make sure that you go and follow it.
Yes,
we'll be posting clips from the show. And Mel posted one that said, long story short, but really it's a long story. That's essentially what this segment
is. What we do.
It's never a short story.
Never.
It is always
absolutely
a long story. Mel, we're going to start with you because you actually have a lot this week.
Yes. So I'm going to start with I had a question, actually. So we are renting because LA is $1 million a day to live here, actually.
It's
literally $1 million a day. Y'all know I ain't got no job. Yes, I hold on to that. So we are renting and Greg is like an old man. And I've been trying to figure out if this is like a him thing or am I just not, I don't know, right? When the landlord... Okay, this is his house.
Correct.
That we are renting.
Correct.
When he comes over, Greg, don't let him in.
Are you serious?
Is that not weird?
Is he coming over unexpectedly?
No.
It's unannounced?
Every single time. And Greg be like, at the door, hey, how you doing?
I be like, hilarious.
We pay him to be here.
Wait, but why doesn't Greg let him in?
He most recently came over because there was something wrong with the toilet. Mind you, Greg literally could fix it. He was like, this is what he said. I could fix that, but he the landlord, so I'm going to tell him
That's 100% facts. That's 100% facts.
I
like, concur.
We now have to wait for him to go buy this thing and then come here to fix it, and it could have been done already, but because you want to be petty, sure. So the guy comes, and by this time I have told Greg that, like, can you just fix it? Like, please. But he's like, well, he's already on his way over here with the part. Greg meets him at the door.
But okay, but this is the thing. You can't be like, he needs to come fix it because I'm not fixing because he's the landlord. And then be like,
yes,
hi, sir. Can you give me the part? I'll do the rest.
Greg, don't be letting that man in. He be like, wait, one time he had to go to the backyard and Greg literally was like, you can open the side gate. We'll meet you in the back. And I was like, it's his house. It's his house.
But why though?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand the rationale.
Also, when people knock on the door, like in the daytime, people will come, either they're selling stuff or it doesn't matter what they're doing. Greg, I get up. If somebody knocks on the door, I'm going to go see who it is. And he'd be like, don't answer the door. I'm grown. I understand telling kids not to go to the door.
Oh, my God.
I'm an adult. I can go to the door. He gets so mad. Even when he's on tour, he'll, like, look at the ring and be like, Mel, don't be answering the door. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Greg, why shouldn't I answer
Greg is so overprotective. This is why he doesn't have sisters, because she would be, like...
never able to do it. He has a sister, but she's older.
Oh, she's older than he is.
Yes, that's the only reason why she low-key probably does what she wants. I don't understand it, though. He does not like answering the door. He doesn't like me to answer the door.
I wanted to give him the excuse of, you came to my house unannounced.
No.
Therefore, I'm not letting you in.
Nope.
But if you're, hey, I'm on my way.
Nope.
And Greg still be like, nope. Nope.
Greg, I'm like, sir, why?
I don't understand
why.
So wait a minute. I have a video idea about the ring, by the way. But so you're, okay, someone's at the door. They ring. Greg calls you on the phone. Hey, somebody's at the door. Don't answer.
Yes. Or why did you, because I get up and answer. He'd be like, why did you answer? Because they knocked.
Huh?
It'd be people
freaking
like, it could be for somebody from a realtor to somebody being like, hey, we're upgrading the internet. Greg is like, do not answer the door. I remember being young and mom telling us
absolutely
not to answer the door, but that's because we were children. Okay, we were children. I'm an adult. And then when he answers it, Greg be like this. Can I help you? looking out the door, the door is this cracked.
Greg be so paranoid.
I've been trying to understand for the longest, like, is are you normal or am I?
Wait, which people one are saying their husbands be doing that. Oh no, girls say I am Greg. That is so
y'all do that. Y'all
funny.
Don't answer y'all door?
I'm not answering. I am, if it's a random knock, I do be a little hesitant about answering, especially when Kev is not there. I might be a little hesitant.
Do you think they're gonna bum rush the door and rob? What are you
absolutely
what are you thinking
so
are, is
the
gonna
boys,
happen?
When we tell the boys don't answer the door, now they be like, girl, you gotta chill because like we're big, but I still be like, don't answer
also,
the door.
Also, it's probably Uber Eats, but okay.
Literally. But I'd be like, don't answer the door. And they're like, why? I'm like, it could be like someone's gonna come kidnap you. And they're like, why would a kidnapper knock? And I'm like,
girl.
Because they have to get in. So it doesn't look like forced entry. I don't understand why you don't understand that someone who is going to kidnap you would knock. Because, okay, if it looks like forced entry, that tells the police something went wrong. So I'm going to knock. And then I'm going to be like, ha, I got you. A kidnapper doesn't look like a kidnapper until they kidnap you.
That's some facts, though. That's facts.
So all I'm saying is don't open the door. I agree
okay
with Greg.
Well. We just be in the house staring out the window like, nope, not at somebody's knocking.
You're so scary.
I am generally pretty scary, but if you're coming to my house.
To kidnap you. You know my mind. That's automatically where
maybe,
I go.
Maybe, child. I thought it was him, but okay, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. I'm sorry. Sorry, Greg. Keep not answering.
Greg is so overprotective. Actually, Greg should have had daughters. God should have gave him sons.
Oh man, because McKinley be in her little window thing.
Oh, and that's a kid. My dad said I can't answer. Yes. I just want to see
Micaiah
who you are.
Is so that friendly. She just, yeah,
hilarious.
You can pick me up. So anyway.
Micaiah is Monty.
Yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
Hey, are you here to rob my family? Can you give me a belly rub first? Please. On your way? I'll tell you where they are.
Give me a snack. You can take me. It's fine.
That is so funny. Greg is hysterical.
Yes.
And very much overprotective.
Okay, my second question that you could probably help me with, because you have the way that you do things with Joe, can help me. McKinley is in acting classes.
Yes.
And she is having a ball
yes
doing them. Except for last Thursday, she has the class and she goes in her room, which low-key was a request from the request was, is there a space where she can feel free to be herself? And if your parents are right there watching you, that can be awkward. If Micaiah is throwing stuff, that could be awkward. So we were like, okay, cool. You can go to your room. And we like shut the door. But last time I said Greg be like listening out the door. So whatever. She's doing her class. And I'm like cooking. All of a sudden, it's probably 40 minutes into the class. So I'm expect they're going to be wrapping up soon. And she comes out and she's like, mommy, can you get the script? They had the teacher had assigned a script to them that she had to do a self-tape for. It was like practicing, whatever. So we did the self-tape, turned it in. So I didn't, and she was on my computer because her iPad was at your house. Mm-hmm. So McKinley doesn't know how to operate a laptop because she likes touchscreen. Okay.
Yeah.
An iPad has touchscreen, so she be trying to touch the screen.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how. And the script itself was in my email. Okay. So I set her up for class with just her Zoom and the video that we pre-recorded because I'm like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
And here you can just quickly tap it here, pull it up, you're done. I'm trying to make it simple for the class. So she comes out and she's like, Mommy, I need the script. And I'm like, what do you need the script for? Like, we had the video. Did you play the video? She's like, yes. And then she bursts out crying. So I'm like, okay, hold on. So we go in her room. I mute the Zoom. We're off the camera. I can still hear them because I'm trying to understand why
what's happening?
My baby crying. And so she's like, I need the script up because we're practicing live. They're like reading the script, right? They're going off of each other because everybody didn't turn in their video. And she's like, she keeps telling me that I need to have a twinkle in my eye and I don't know what that means.
Aww.
And so I'm like, okay. And I know the script. I'm like, babe, you just have to like, you know, the girl was like being a little sneaky, have a twinkle. And she's like crying. I don't want to go on there. Can we, I don't want to do it today. And I'm like, McKinley, they're waiting for you. So I'm having this back and forth mm-hmm. because she's crying and she's obviously like flustered and now she may be embarrassed. So she doesn't want to go back on the Zoom. But I'm also like, you are in this class. This is something you've expressed that you want to do. And I want you to be able to dust yourself off and go back on there.
Yeah.
But also, I was trying to get at, why are you crying? Like, what? So I was like, was the teacher mean? Did she say something mean to you? And she's like, she just kept saying, I need to have a twinkle in my eye. And I said, and you don't know, did you say, I don't know what that means?
Yeah.
And she's like, no. Okay, well, babe, you have to express
mm-hmm.
that you don't understand mm-hmm. and you're getting frustrated with yourself because you don't
exactly.
know what she's asking from you. Mm-hmm. You can't do this. But I kind of want you to go back mm-hmm. and complete it. And so we went back and forth, child. By the time I finally convinced her, there was like 5 minutes left in class. We sat there for 10, 15 minutes going back and forth. But I kind of was like, girl, you got it.
Yeah.
Go back up there. Act like nothing happened. Just sit in that chair and like, hey, I'm back. I'm ready for the twinkle. Because I'm like telling her what the twinkle is. But anyway, I was struggling because I'm like, if this was a sport, how would I handle this? Because it's entertainment, I feel like there's a bit of a like, maybe stigma or like, there's a feeling that it's like,
it's superficial is what you're feeling.
Yeah, it's superficial. And is it like exploitative?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not forcing her to do
this,
but I also want to teach her discipline.
Yeah.
And I want to teach her like pushing through. Like, I was like, babe, sometimes I do stuff I don't want to.
Right.
I'm embarrassed. I cry and I got to put my face back on and get it together. So anyway, what would you do?
You know what? That's a good question. But you know what I would have done? This is older me, because I think younger me would have been like, well, that's the end of that. Have her talk to the teacher.
Mm.
I feel like if she gets comfortable, I think you did good too. Because you really do want to teach your kids essentially resilience, right?
Yeah,
that's
right,
what you're trying to teach
right.
your kid. Like, you know, it's okay. You got to. I literally just had this conversation with Joe about soccer. Like, literally, he was feeling bad about his performance. He didn't feel like he was doing really well, which, anyway, he felt like he was doing bad. And I was telling him, basically, I was having a conversation with Joe about, like, your mental state mm-hmm. and how that impacts you. But regardless, telling her, or having a conversation, like, hey, listen, I know what you mean. But listen, mm-hmm. my baby, and McKinley is sensitive.
She is sensitive.
And she wants to do a good job.
Yes.
And to be honest, this is her first go.
Yes.
And she doesn't understand, as an adult, how do I show you twinkle?
Exactly.
What do I got to do to show you twinkle? I don't know. I understand it.
Yeah.
So like, can we sit down and you kind of guide her through, like, when I say twinkle, this is all I mean.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I want you to smile more. Put some pep in yourself. Give her something directive.
Yes.
And not just a twinkle. Well, girl, I can't grab a star and put it in my eye. So what do you mean?
Right, right.
Can you give her something that she can do
mm-hmm.
that will give you what you're looking for?
Yeah.
And it might help her because some of this is also rapport.
Yeah.
I'm talking to this teacher. Has she met the teacher in person?
No.
Yeah,
I
haven't.
Zoom.
I haven't met the teacher through in person. We're talking through Zoom. This is only probably a handful of times she's actually met her
this
on
her
Zoom.
Third.
I thought it was three, to
yep.
be honest. So she doesn't even have like rapport with her. I don't know how she gets down. I'm on Zoom. I'm with. And you know, we all know how it feels to be called out, and all of a sudden you feel like a spotlight is on you. You are sweating, your body temperature is up, and your mind is racing. What the heck does this woman want from me? Because I've done it four times.
Yeah, exactly.
And she keep telling me, put it to and go, well, now I'm frustrated with you, I'm frustrated with me, and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where is this going. So now I want to crawl into a hole. Uh-huh. So like, hey, lady, listen. I think that might be helpful.
Okay. Actually, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because she has another, so she kept saying, I just want to do the class next week. I just want to do the class next week. And I was like, I'm going to sit right here. We're going to finish this class. Also, because I want to understand how you're going to be continuing to talk the rest of this class. And she was fine. To be fair, the teacher was fine. I do think that none of the students did the assignment except for McKinley. And I think she could have been frustrated.
That's probably it.
I'm going to say that.
Yep.
And I also think that the kids had it. I don't even think they looked at the script. So much of it was unfamiliar to them. Reading the script versus like acting.
Acting it up.
And McKinley, we watched the episode that the script came from. So we had already watched it, been familiar.
Yep.
But I never explained to her when she did that line. I never told her what twinkle is. I just kind of gave her context. I didn't like hone in on the word twinkle. I just told her to do her face like this because this is why.
Right.
And so she didn't make the connection that twinkle is, this is the twinkle.
Twinkle.
So anyway, I just think there was a lot, but I was like, very like, do I let you quit right now? Do I not? How do I walk you through this?
I feel like that is one of the hardest things about parenthood.
Yes.
Is understanding the point to which you turn into Joe Jackson.
Yes, literally.
And the point at which you're just like, it's fine, you can give up.
Yes.
So how do I...
Girl.
You know, listen, the Joe Jacksons of the world, what's Beyonce's daddy's name?
Matthew Knowles.
They produce Michael Jackson's
and Beyonce.
Okay,
exactly.
They produce those.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's like, you don't necessarily have to be the Michael Jackson. You don't necessarily have to be Beyonce. But there is a lesson to be said about perseverance, about resilience, about not quitting, about making a commitment and seeing it through.
Yes.
All of those things are things that are still important, even if you don't become the professional athlete.
Absolutely.
You don't become an actress, a model, or whatever. These are life skills you can use regardless.
Exactly.
And to be honest, the sports, entertainment, that can be an avenue to teach those things.
Yep.
Again, I was just having this conversation, literally, with Joe. And he was like, I don't really want to go to practice. I really don't want to go. It was a game or practice, something like that. And I was telling him that the longer you stay away from it because you're afraid, the harder it will be to get into it.
Yep.
So it's best to push through the fear, push through the point at which you're doing, you feel like you're not performing the way you want to, and eventually you'll find it again.
Yep.
But if you run away from it, it makes it that the moment you get back on the field after you've taken a break, you're going to have anxiety.
Yep.
You're going to be stressed out.
Yep.
It's going to be worse. So just, you know, those are the, and your mindset, I was telling you, you know, your mind is going to, and those are the things you teach again, and you can do that through, which makes it hard because you can't be like, girl, it's just like, it's just sports.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just, she's only six. Like, come here, baby, it's okay. But no, I think it's.
Yep. The other thing
and
that
last thing I was gonna say,
no, go ahead.
The other thing is, I harped on this actually with Joe. I just hired him. I was just telling you this, coach. And just last night I was telling him, this will be your personal coach. You need to think about what you want out of this coach. How are you best coach? What makes you tick? What makes you upset? What shuts you down? What makes you motivated? These are things you have to think about, because if I'm hiring this coach for you, make sure you get out of it what you need. And I think too, having modeled sitting down with, if you sit down with the teacher, it shows McKinley how to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, okay,
yep.
It's okay for me. It gives permission to ask questions. Mm-hmm. It gives permission to not know, to sit down. It gives permission to say, hi, Miss Teacher. Can you explain that to me? Mm-hmm. Because if kids don't see it, they don't know it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard when you're a parent because you think like, just ask.
Yeah.
But I don't know how.
Yeah, right.
I literally don't know how. So if you model it to me,
then
I have a reference point to which I can say, hi, Miss Ma'am. You keep saying twinkle. I actually really don't know what that means. Do you mind explaining it? Because all you're going to do is be a mouthpiece for all the rest of the kids that are also sitting up in there like, girl, what you mean by twinkle?
What do you mean?
Because I only know twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Amen.
And I don't have those in my eyes.
Yes. That's it's so good and such a good point. And the thing about even just what you're saying when it comes to sports, when it comes to acting, whatever your it is that you are learning, persistence and taking the time, like, is so important. And it's also important when it comes to learning a language.
Yes.
Learning a second language. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I took Spanish when I was in high school. And then when I got to college, I took Latin.
Did you really?
Yes, I took Latin because didn't you?
I was just going to say, I think, yes.
I modeled my entire college career after you.
Really?
Yeah, like, I took Latin because you did. My major was sociology because yours was. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I did terribly in Latin.
Did you?
I did.
I enjoyed it so much.
I tried to because you said you enjoyed it. So I was like, for sure, I will enjoy this. Did not. Struggled every day.
I love learning the genealogy of words.
That I tried, girl. I was not a good student in that class. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons like Twinkle. They can teach you Twinkle.
Come on.
That you'll actually use in the real world. So I chose Spanish. McKinley and I, Greg takes McKinley to school most days, and they have this little thing where they, like, learn a new word a day.
I love
and
it.
And so, because I'm a hater and petty, I've decided to do a Spanish word a day off of our Babbel lesson. So it's become like a highlight in our house. McKinley every day is like, are we gonna do Spanish?
I love it.
So we sit at the table. Low-key, I legit feel like if you're just looking for something fun to do with your kids to like connect, learning a language through Babbel, the lessons are easy. You can like together pick the answers, repeat it, say it out loud. Say it. It's like, I'm all in on Babbel, okay? The Goolsbees are gonna be talking Spanish for sure. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Babbel's expertly crafted lessons are built around real life. You learn how to have practical conversations about travel, relationships, businesses, and more. Other language learning apps use AI for their lessons, child, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts, and you can tell. Let me tell you, it feels real, like you're really, really learning. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's babbel.com/GJ.
GJ.
For up to 55 off of your subscription. Babbel, language for life. I'm like, for real, all in.
I was going to say, I love that you turned it into like a family time thing.
I'm like, all in. I have a few. I love our sponsorships, our sponsors that we get. I am like, legit. I cannot recommend it enough. You guys legit should do this. It's fun.
I love it.
Anyway.
Parenthood, you realize, is a constant like learning thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like figuring out the right things to do and say.
Yes.
Isaiah is 16. He's not interested in driving. Like, he's literally just not. Yeah, he's like completely out. I literally had a conversation with him not that long ago because, if I'm being completely honest, I thought possibly, Serene's passing was impacting him.
Oh, interesting.
I'm like, legitimately.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, is this why you're so afraid? So I wasn't asking him directly because I wanted him to like tell me.
Yeah.
So I kept bringing it up.
Yeah.
And so finally, I just like literally like maybe 3 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
I just asked him straight up. And he didn't say yes, but what he did say was like, basically, it's a huge responsibility,
uh-huh.
and I'm like a little bit intimidated by
wow.
it. Yeah, it was like a really, like, I was happy I finally had the conversation with him, so I could stop, like, boy, what is wrong with you?
Yeah,
like, you're 16, learn how to drive. You be making all the plans, and like, dude, like, I already paid for the course, like, you just gotta complete it. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
And so it was a really great conversation. So finally, I was like, okay, so this is what I need you to do, though. I do need you to complete the course,
uh-huh.
And get your license, and then we can talk about how much driving you do.
Yeah.
But like, just not doing it is not okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But like, literally finding the like,
girl, where do you push?
Yes,
because I'm literally like, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Like when I was 16,
could not wait.
Couldn't wait. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, dude, am I? And so now I'm going back in my mind. We're making this too easy for you. Yeah. You have too many options to get where you need to go. So now I need to pull them to motivate you to drive, to get your driver's license. Well, that wasn't going to work, girl, because that wasn't the reason. But like, literally, that's what's going on in my mind. And I could have approached this, which low key I did for months, approached this the wrong way until it was like, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. What's going on with you? Please tell me, because I'm confusion. I'm so confused. Parenting is ghetto,
it's
y'all.
It's so stressful.
And it's stressful because it's like you don't want to screw up your kid.
No.
But it's also like I also am learning.
Yes.
Because I don't exactly know.
Girl.
And I struggle with being like over, like doing too much.
Uh-huh.
And then also ensuring like I want my kids to be able to do for themselves.
Selves, yes.
So I try not to, when Joe... I mean, usually I'll text him as well. But when Joe can't go to practice, you need to tell your coach.
That's good.
Because the team is counting on you.
That's true.
You need to learn how to compose emails. You need to learn how to communicate.
They're about to be men in the world.
They're about to be men in the world. We were having, Kevin and I work out in the mornings. We can't take them to school. So Vinny, he has a driving service. We use him on 3 days a week. The boys, Vinny would be like, hey, I'm at the house. And there was an issue. I think I told this story. There was an issue. Vinny came up. The boys were running late. They didn't call or they didn't text him. Mm. They didn't come outside, tell him nothing. So he thought they just weren't coming. He left.
Oh.
So Vinny texts me and Kev. You know, we have terrible reception at our house. So he gets to a point of reception. And he's like, hey, the boys didn't come out. You know, I didn't pick them up. So we're calling the boys. Yeah, no, absolutely not. First of all, if you are running late.
Yeah.
It is your responsibility to let someone know.
Girl.
I don't care if he has a 10 or 15 minute grace period. That's not your concern, because being late is rude and it's inconsiderate of other people's time. And Vinny has his kids in the car and he wants their kids to go on time.
On time.
So that's why he pulled off. Uh-huh. He's not waiting for you.
No.
So guess what? If you are running late, you either text or you take your little butt outside and say, Vinny, give me 5.
Uh-huh.
And then you be ready. In those 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we full conversation. Because you think I'm going to do it? Absolutely not.
Right.
And I tell them too, I completed high school.
Amen. I'm done.
I'm done. I got my college degree.
Girl.
So if you're having trouble in math, you need to stay after school.
Oh.
You need to get the extra credit. Have you talked to your teacher? Now, listen, I text the teacher on the side.
Yes.
But it's so important to me that I teach my kids ownership, responsibility.
Responsibility.
Like, otherwise, they go out in the world and they're calling you.
Yep.
And you're like, how do I have this grown person who don't know how to take care of themselves, who don't know how to have a conversation, who don't know how? No. Learn Joe, and Joe be quick. Can you just proofread this email? I just want to make sure. Yeah, let me see what you said. Okay, yep, you can send that. That's good. I need an extra day on this project. I just want to tell my teacher, can you proofread Joby real quick with it? Can you just look at it? But I'm like, at least you took the initiative to compose an email because eventually you're going to be in the workforce. You need to know how to compose an email.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how to say, hey, just following up. Hey, I was absent today. Can you give me the homework?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to know. Absolutely. You can't be like, because you're really just, you're handicapping your child for the future.
Yep.
Child, that was a whole tangent.
It was, but that was good. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it applies across the board. You want, or else you're going to be raising your kids and literally raising your kids forever.
Forever.
Unless you do it in the 18 years that you should.
And that's why I was telling, we were having this conversation, actually on a Marriage Be Hard conversation. And I was like, I get letting go of that as a reflection of me is where I struggle, though.
Oh.
Because I'm like, oh my God, my kids are about to be grown. I feel like this will be a test of how well I've trained my kids.
Got it.
And so I'm always like, did I teach you guys how to cook?
Uh-huh.
Did I teach you guys how to clean? Did I teach you guys how to show up in the world? Uh-huh. Did I teach you guys how to communicate? Did I teach you this? Because eventually, like, you have to go out and do that on your own.
Right.
And if I didn't do a good job, like, I feel like when the Bible says train them up, that's the training I'm responsible for.
Yep.
And so I'm always like, am I doing a good job?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this outside world? Am I giving you too much? Am I giving you too little?
Yeah.
Am I too hands off? Like, how do you balance? Girl, the answer is, I don't know.
Girl, it's too much.
It's giving ghetto.
Your mind's only 6. Yours is 16.
Ain't it terrible? All right, anything else?
No, I think that's it for me.
Okay, last thing I wanted to say is I actually had a conversation this weekend with Isaiah about, I got to tell you the story, actually. So I met Isaiah's girlfriend's parents.
Oh.
I don't want to tell that story, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But I did end up having a conversation with Isaiah about marriage.
Oh.
And because one of our friends that's a faithful watcher of this podcast, her son is thinking about getting married. So I was like, I need to have a conversation with Isaiah about it because he's always like, I'm trying to be like you and dad, like, or father. He's his father. Oh. I'm trying to be like you and father. So finally, I was like,
hold on, girl.
What does that mean? Like, yeah. What exactly are you getting at? Like, what do you think is a perfect age to get married? And he was like 23, 24. So he said, it was like really young. And so I was like, why is that?
Yeah.
So we had this full conversation and I was telling him that, like, this is my new kind of like phrasing for marriage. Marriage is the negotiation, the constant negotiation of the evolution of a person.
Amen.
And so you're constantly evolving and changing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are going through a self-discovery,
mm-hmm.
you've now added a component mm-hmm. of someone else
mm-hmm.
getting to know you as
Amen.
Well as you are changing.
Mm.
That can be extremely difficult.
Very.
And challenging.
Yep.
I literally told Isaiah, like, when you were born, I didn't like avocado.
Girl.
I love avocado
that's
now.
That's such a good
and guacamole.
Example.
And it's so small.
It's so
but like, legit.
But legit.
I didn't. That becomes a self-discovery.
That's hilarious.
Yes. So I'm like, we love your girlfriend. Nope, she came over. Whatever. They had a cute little time. Watched a movie. I was present and accounted for. You hear me? I had to clean the kitchen all of a sudden. That's why I was doing the, y'all saw in my story, I was putting up them frames. Yes.
Y'all come help me.
Hey, little girl, come over here. Hold this right quick. Isaiah, you too, because I don't want y'all too cuddled up
Amen.
On the couch. But I do want you to feel comfortable being here.
Yes.
But also, what you think about this? Come over here and let me get your opinion for 30 minutes on this picture frame. But anyway, like, I literally was having the conversation with him. And so now my question was, what do you think about young people getting married?
Mm.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, personally.
Because I got married young.
Yes.
You got married older.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you, do you recommend, advocate young marriage?
No, I don't personally.
Say more.
Because I, exactly what you said, because you didn't like avocado and now you do. Like, literally, that's why, right? Like, you don't know. I still don't. I'm 35 and I have a birthday coming up and I still don't know who I am. And so that is the only thing, though. Here's where I struggle. Because when you are young and you get married, both of y'all don't know each other. And so it is still challenging, but it's also a journey. It's just different. Greg and I got married. I was 25.
Oh.
28?
Oh,
I was
yes.
either 27 or 28.
How old are you right now? You're about to be 36, so you're about to be 37. So you were 27.
27. So
that math that I just
girl,
did.
I was 27, and even though we had been together for 5 years or more, however long, child, I don't know math, but we were together for a while. But we also live separately. I think that's important to do.
Yeah.
I think everyone should live by themselves for a period of time. And we had gotten so, not only had we established who we are in our relationship together, but we also established who we are as people.
Individuals.
The way that I show up at work as a single young woman, right? Like the way that I attend, just all of that had been established. The way that I do my bills, the way that I, because I did live alone, the way that I take care, just stuff, right? Is I'm an individual and I had developed that. And then we had our, as a couple, who we are. Getting married and having kids, that makes that transition, in my opinion, even harder because you're working against all of these things that you have like
established.
But when you're young, none of that is established.
That's
so
true.
You guys are both blowing in the wind. Everybody's, it's just, we're figuring this out. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I have told you this story. I am a person who typically, right, as an individual, do not like being late.
Yes.
I pride myself in being punctual. That is something even at Spelman we learned, right? Yeah. Like you come to school on time.
Right.
Because it is inconsiderate. And when you get married and y'all are living together, now I can't just leave
right.
you and the house. Because we're going to this thing together, but you late.
Yes.
And now I'm mad.
Yes.
And then throw a kid in there. Oh. And now we're all late.
Yes.
But when you're young and you don't know, you don't care about being late. And you guys are just like negotiating that together. Anyway, that was a really long answer. But my point is, you should still not get married young.
Oh, but say it sounds like there's good people on both sides.
There's good people.
It's interesting to hear that perspective because you are right in some ways, legitimately, because we're the opposite, right? Kevin and I got married at, let me do my own math, 20. I'll be 40 this year, so 41. So I got married at 21.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, okay. 20, I was 20 turning 21 because we got married in June. My birthday's in July. So we essentially negotiated everything together. There was nothing separated.
Uh-huh.
What you find, though, is as I'm going, because I'm so young, the self-discovery is still happening.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So for you, the self-discovery happens early, and then you negotiate it once you say I do. I'm negotiating this mm-hmm. new self-discovery after I've already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So now you're 10, 15 years into marriage and the self-discovery is happening.
Uh-huh.
And I do think that's why people, when they get married young, you do like the literal, when I think of grow apart,
mm-hmm.
I literally think that's what happens.
Yes.
Is that your yep. self-discovery makes you realize, oh, we're incompatible people.
Yes.
You just didn't. I really don't think that, well, hear what I say and then I'll like yep. add an asterisk to it. I don't know how much people really change as much as you actually discover yourself.
Amen. I agree with that.
With that said, yes, people change.
Yeah.
But I really do think that at the end of the day, you really are who you are. You just haven't fully discovered because you're 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your whole, but at 20, most of your life, someone still told you what to do,
absolutely.
Where to go, what to like,
yes.
your church, your school, your clothes, like all of those things are pretty much dictated to
yep.
you. So once you're out of the house, and you start realizing you, that's when you're like experimenting.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I didn't used to wear mini skirts. I went through a phase where I was like, I don't know why I didn't like mini skirts. I absolutely love mini skirts.
I'm
so confused why I didn't like them. That is because I was told not to
yes.
because of how I grew up.
Yep.
And then you put one on and all of a sudden you're just like, I don't know why I didn't even, it wasn't even that I didn't like them. I was just told I didn't. I never even tried
yes.
it. And now I've tried it. I realize I do.
Yep.
That's the kind of discovery I think happens. And if you're not careful, someone could marry or buy into
yes.
the person that didn't like
yep.
the skirts. Then you realize you do. And now what we do with
clashing.
That now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know what to do with that. I'm so confused.
Yep.
And that's what I was telling Isaiah. Like, you're still discovering yourself.
Yes.
And so it's just kind of, you guys can date.
Yeah.
Like, that's no problem. Yep. But because marriage is supposed to be a lifelong commitment, don't commit to that until you know she is actually who you want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't do that till you know what you're looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah. And I low-key, I know y'all love story is different than a lot of people's got married young and have been together, and that is beautiful and amazing. There is value as well, amen, in dating other people.
I agree with that.
There's value in figuring out, I like this about this person, but I don't like that. And so I'm going to date somebody who has the thing I like. And then you discover while you're over there, you have something I didn't even know I didn't like.
100%.
I don't like that either. Let me take the two qualities and see if I can find somebody else that has the two good things. So I think that there is so, and oh my gosh, this person and this person say I do this thing I didn't know I did.
Correct.
I should not do that. And so there is, that's just life experiences.
I agree.
Like there's a journey in being able to interact with people in different ways
100%.
And learning what you like and what you don't about them and yourself. And there's just things people teach you.
I 100%
that you
agree.
Just, you may not even have known or would have never discovered or learned, or, you know, there's just so much value in being able to date and learning other people. I think that that is important, and many people don't view that as a negative. I think especially like in the church world or like in religion, it can be viewed as bad. All of a sudden you a hoe because you had a few you dated around or you got to know a few people. But getting to know people and going on dates and enjoying yourself and mingling and talking and chatting and like all of that, I think is a value and actually like builds on the, it make, you know how people say like you traveling, like builds your
cultural capital.
I think dating in a lot of ways does too.
I agree. It builds. It helps to like, it helps to firm up absolutely what you like and what you do not.
Yep.
You're not so wishy-washy because you've had enough experience to say. And so it's not a willy-nilly no. It's like, oh, I know for sure.
That ain't
that personality trait doesn't work well with me.
Yeah,
I know for sure that is not going to work with me.
Yeah.
And so you don't quite literally waste time.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
absolutely
being with people and kind of, and I think that is the purpose, but the problem, I think when we, especially in the church world, where we're like date with the intent to get married, don't put that much pressure.
Amen.
Casually date because it is a self-discovery process.
Absolutely.
You will absolutely begin to understand what you like. And that goes for friendships too.
Amen.
The older I get, I feel like, oh, that just doesn't work well with me.
Uh-huh.
I get that.
That's good.
That's okay. That's fine.
Amen.
Or this is absolutely, oh, we could be friends because this works well with me. Or I know this trait.
Yep.
I can be your friend, but I can't do this.
Yep, yep, yep.
Because I already know how that's going to get down. And I know me. I know me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know me, I know I can't do this.
Yep.
And that's self-discovery.
Absolutely.
That's why your friends from elementary school don't always be your friends later on in life.
Man, say that.
That's why your friends from college usually be your lifelonger friends.
Yeah.
Because they're closer to, even though you change, you know, you're still, but they're closer to who you will actually be. Than
that's
the
so
person
true.
That you just live next to.
Yep.
And y'all were friends by way of proximity.
In proximity. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Facts. 100%. Okay, then. That was good.
That
long
was
story
good.
Short. I had a whole bunch of stuff. I dyed
you
my
sure?
hair blonde.
Oh, yes. Yes. It looks good.
Yeah, I like
I
it.
I love it.
I do. We'll see how my hair, because y'all know
let's
I'm relaxed.
Go color.
And I'd be nervous about going blonde because I'd be like, don't let my hair fall in the sink, please. Jesus, don't let my hair fall in the sink. I trust Greg, my hairstylist. He is really, really good.
It looks so good. I love it.
Protein treatment. I do like it. I was really just going to recolor my hair that kind of, I don't know what that color was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an auburn-y cinnamon type color, brown. I really, really, I like love that color.
It was so nice.
And so I was like, oh, I brought my camera. People are asking about the process. Like, I'm going to film it. He was like, you want to do blonde?
I love stylists like that, though.
Then Greg be like, so what you think? And so I was like, that's fine. But I do. I personally love the look of dark roots. Personally, that's just how I get down. So I was like, that's fine. But like, I want my roots dark. And so I wasn't like, I was just like, leave my roots. He was like, what if we do a chocolate blonde, a chocolate brown? I said, OK, well, let's do
it. All right, then.
And then I was like, but I'm relaxed. That seemed like a lot. You don't think that seemed like a lot?
I ain't going to be bald.
Yeah, you don't think my hair going to fall in sync, do you? So we're going to do a protein team. I'm going to take y'all on the whole hair journey.
Yes.
So y'all can see my hair. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Because
that's a child. Y'all pray, okay? Y'all pray for me as we seek the Lord's face. Did that. Last question. We could do your pop the trunk and then go straight into like YSL. I don't know if we have anything else or Black Twitter trends because we have 40 minutes.
Okay.
Last thing I want to say is...
Jesus.
My mother moved furniture.
Oh my.
Every single time my dad, we grew up military.
Oh yeah.
So every single time my dad was in the field.
Oh my.
Which for non-military people, it's where the field is where they do training for like in the event of like a war.
Daddy used to literally call it play war.
Yes. So they go out and they like train for, and I don't even know why I'm doing quotations. They train
literally
for like war situations, right? So anytime, and daddy would be gone for like a week, two weeks, three, like it depends on what he was doing. He could be gone for a long time. So anytime my dad would come back, my mom single-handedly would rearrange the furniture. And at the time specifically that I mean, she did this our whole life, but like in Germany where you would get like big, heavy duty. We had like a grandfather clock and a bar thing and a curio cabinet.
Yes.
Like we had all this like big furniture and she would like rearrange the house all the time. I realize I am mom in that way.
Oh, yeah.
I will move a furniture piece
girl.
in 3 minutes. You hear me? Wow. I'll look at something for too long. We did that Mel's house yesterday.
Yes.
We talked too long. Well, let's get up and
well,
move
let's
it.
Let's just move it now.
Let's just get up and move
why,
it.
Why
I don't know why we have to talk about it and I have to imagine
Absolutely.
It. Let's just pick it up and move it. I am my mother in that way. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get Joe's room done because I'm sick of my house looking the way it's looking. And that bed, I needed the rug, which I didn't even push it back far enough because it really is a two-person job. But I needed the rug to go further underneath the bed. I was trying just to lift up the front part. It did not work because you really need three people. Uh-huh. You need two people to hug up the bed and one person to put the rug underneath. I didn't have three people. I just had me. The boys were at school. Kev was out of town. So guess what?
You did it.
I'm finna lift this bed piece. First of all, it was heavy. If I could send y'all the sound of me huffing and puffing. Because what happens on the bottom is that, what is this here called down here? This little ledge thing.
Oh, those are called, what is that called?
What is this called right here, Cam?
Come on, Cam, you know.
The molding. Thank you. So
you know.
We have bottom mold, right? Molding, not mold. Bottom molding.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put the thing down, it caught the top of it. So I couldn't lift it all the way. So I had to pull it out and then lift it up. Burning.
Oh,
yeah,
girl.
The baseboards.
Baseboards.
Yes, base molding, all those words. That joker was heavy. I had to take the mattress off. If you've never had to take a mattress off, not only are they heavy, they're awkward.
They're so awkward to move.
Because it's like Gumby.
Yes.
They just...
You can't. It's so stupid.
Oh, my God.
It's so stupid.
So I had to take the mattress off and lift the bed. But you couldn't tell me.
Hello.
I wasn't stronger than a mug by the end of it. I was proud. Oh, my God. I said, not me lifting this bed by
girl.
Myself.
Hello.
One car. One bed. By myself, like straight
yes.
up, I was proud than a mug. Okay, you hear me? Super proud. All of that to say, what trait do you get from mama?
No, wait, let me just say that because I move the house all the time.
I'm
constantly rearranging that house. I'm constantly moving things. Greg is always like, oh, so that's moved. Let me tell you, because it's so funny that you brought this up. The last time I was in Atlanta, I had this moment and I said, Greg, your mama ain't never moved anything in this house. We've been together for however many long we've been together.
And her house is exactly
her house has stayed. They changed out the countertops one time.
That's it.
Girl, the furniture.
Same.
Is in the exact same spot it was in 15 years ago.
Shut up.
And I had such a like, girl, we got to spice up your life. I want to move something around just for a little razzle dazzle. We should just move the couch over. Let's just switch them
just
up.
Just switch it out.
We should do something.
Move a book.
Rearrange where the dishes are.
Like legit.
Something.
Do something.
She don't move. Nothing in that house has moved.
Oh,
nothing in that house has moved.
I promise you it can never be me.
I want her to move something.
We should go over there and move it.
She would have a conniption. Actually, you know who would probably have a fit?
Greg's daddy.
Greg's daddy would be like, well, now why are y'all moving stuff? Actually, listen, this is a tangent, but let me tell you. I move my house. Let me tell you what I don't like moved. Things in a grocery store. The Target.
Oh!
Target by my house right now is going through construction.
I feel like all Targets are going through a remodel right now.
I was in there pissed off. I said, where are the kids' clothes? I don't want to read your little paper sign that somebody in the back just wrote. I hate when stores move stuff. I don't like new grocery stores.
No, I can't stand it.
Give me my stuff.
Oh, my God, I can't see
it.
Don't
move nothing in here.
Don't move nothing. Or when you go into Starbucks and the pickup and the is swapped.
Why can't y'all just all be the same? Who is leading y'all building stuff?
Because you go to the grocery store, you know the things that you buy.
Girl.
You buy essentially the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. So you know right about in the middle right here, that's going to be the pasta.
Where it should be.
And then when it don't, it be way on this side. Who did this? Who's in charge?
And if it's, the problem is, listen, because I used to do this. If I go to a, like, Publix in Atlanta or Rouse, right? Okay, I know y'all layout.
Correct.
Okay, I don't expect y'all layout if I go to Kroger.
Correct.
Or if I go to Vaughn.
Absolutely.
Everybody got their own layout. But if you within that same brand of a
Kroger
store.
If it's a Kroger and a Kroger, be the same.
If y'all have different stuff in different places, I'm pissed off.
Because if I park on this side because I know that's where the produce should be and I only need to go in there and grab produce and it's all the way on this side, I need to speak to a manager.
Everybody.
I need to speak to a manager because I purposely parked
on this side
so I can run in and run out. Now I'm not running and running
out.
Now I got to circle
now
the
I'm
block.
No, and you know what else you got to do? Ask somebody for help.
Oh.
Who wants
and
to
the workers
ask?
Are never there.
No.
It's always I can't stand this. It's always the stock people who are there that don't never really
they
work.
Don't know
I'm
nothing.
Just here to put the cereal in here.
I
Sir!
Don't know. I'm just doing bread today. Okay, where are the tampons?
Works.
I don't care about your bread. Where are the tampons? Where's your liquor, your chocolate, and your tampons?
And wear a different shirt. You know if your shirt says Ralph's, that means you're a Ralph's representative.
Girl.
So know where the stuff is.
I hate it. I hate it. So move your house. Don't move stuff at stores.
Amen.
That is the lesson here. Pop the trunk on that.
Woo! Can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Don't go to the Target by my house. It is a
I think all
shit
Targets
show.
Are going through a remodel.
Oh.
Because of adding Sephora is becoming popular.
Yes.
Oh, is that
I
why?
I think it's Ulta.
Yeah, it's Ulta.
Yeah, I think it's Ulta.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I only
why.
Know that because Tab. Because her hair is in there and she does a line with Target.
Target.
And so
is Tab about to be the CEO of Target?
Listen
because
to me.
How she got Ulta, got stuff in Ulta, and then she got stuff in Target, and now Ulta is in Target, so now it's hers.
They do a spring, a summer.
Yeah, that's
every,
true.
Every
because this is the, let's talk about
summer,
it.
And then they swap it out. So, yeah.
So
I want Target to stay Target and stop trying to be Macy's.
Girl.
I,
everybody want to be Amazon.
Every
I hate when the in and out opening doors are opposite too. When like ones don't open, the exit is
yes.
on the wrong side.
You're like, who did this?
Who did this? Who's
who
in charge of making
job?
These decisions?
Who's in charge here?
Because you didn't ask me,
or anyone else who frequents the store. We know what's go. We know
we
what
do.
Y'all should do. Ask us.
Ask us because put it down.
Put it down.
Give me your hand. Stop. Yes. Put it down. Put it back.
Everybody's getting popped. It's
oh,
so
I
stupid.
Can't stand it.
Oh, my.
They said thank you. Oh, they said I'm screaming into the mic. Sorry, y'all.
Turn her down.
I'm sorry. Turn me down. Oh, my God. I can't stand it. Target wants to be Macy's so bad.
They
and
do.
I want them to stay in their lane.
They got good clothes, though.
Yeah, but that's the problem because Macy's comes with a different price tag.
Oh, that's
when I go into Target, there's a price range.
That's true.
When stuff be $40
that's
at
true.
Target,
$40.
I'll be like, you got too much dip on your chip.
Amen.
Everybody,
they do.
Relax.
Everyone.
This is, y'all, we thought we was fancy. We started calling y'all Tarjay, and y'all took that to heart and really think y'all try to be Target, okay?
They doing stuff.
Don't forget.
Though.
Okay, you're not European.
Hello.
You're Target.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, wait. I have another pop the trunk just because this
Go.
Is really funny. We had also, let me just say again, we have y'all's pop the trunks that y'all have sent in. Keep submitting them because we're going to do an episode where we can cover them. So just know they're coming. But this one, I saw this on Twitter. So it's low-key like black Twitter trends, but also pop the trunk.
Okay.
But it's so funny. So this man tweeted, my wife is hilarious. We've been trying to get a hold of our son's daycare corporate for 4 months, and they literally do not answer phones or emails.
Oh, I can't stand that either.
Let me tell you what she did. She applied for a job there, and when they contacted her for an interview, she asked to be transferred to the person that we needed to talk to. I said, that is my kind of petty, amen? That's a
yeah,
woman who can get something done.
But wait a minute.
That's resourceful.
How long did it take her to get the interview?
I don't know.
It probably took her months, weeks at least.
And she was holding on. I am not mad. That is my vibe.
But are you still mad at the point at which
yes,
they give you the interview? You
yes.
got to conjure up your mad.
Yes. Amen. I love it. That's amazing.
Freaking
so, hilarious. A long time ago, when Greg and I like thought we were breaking up, but we didn't do that, but we broke up a little bit. To be mad, though, I wrote down the things that I didn't like about him. That I knew would piss me off. So that every time I thought I wanted to call him to like get back with him, I just would read the list. That's what I hope she did. She should
have
wrote down everything that she was
you
mad
have
at.
To. Because
so before,
as time passes,
you're
you
like
get
less
mad.
But if you write it down.
Yeah, you got to remember how
you
mad you were in the minute.
Every single thing. And that'll keep you mad.
This
that
is actually why I'm terrible at being petty. Is because my memory doesn't allow me to be
oh,
petty
girl.
Beyond this moment.
It makes sense why you had that fake grudge.
Yes.
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 I had a fake grudge. We'll tell you guys about that.
Oh, wait for wait, can I say this? I can say this.
Yeah,
yeah, why not? Me, Mel, Greg, and Kev
yes.
have there's a new show coming out on the Kevin State Studio app called The Honey Do List, which is like a modernized version of the Newlywed Show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started a podcast review show of the show.
Yes.
Except we don't review the show at all. You're just going to get the
we're
four of us
a good time.
Talking about whatever it is the heck we want to talk about, essentially. And so Mel tells this story of her fake grudge that I'm actually not going to ruin.
No.
So no. You guys can watch
you
it.
You have
on...
to watch it and hear all about my fake grudge.
Yes. It's quite a time.
Indeed.
It's quite a time. Okay, next.
Okay, moving on. I will be quick because I think we talked about this before. That Mel Instacart shoppers.
Yes.
And maybe it's not Mel. My experience has been that Mel Instacart shoppers are terrible. And so specifically what happened is I ordered a 32 case of Snapple teas. Peach tea, lemon tea, raspberry
tea. Did you order
tea.
From Costco? Because yes. 30... Costco is amazing on Instacart.
Yeah,
okay.
I did it after you said that you
fantastic.
Did it. So I was
fantastic.
Like, oh, yes, let me order these Snapple teas. A 32 case. Oh, I'm in there.
Yeah.
This man... gave me diet Snapple, 32 diet Snapple tea.
Yeah.
32. Here's the problem. I like to order my Instacart. I set it up at night and have it delivered
by
at 8 or 9 in the morning. So when I wake up, all my stuff is there. So it's the best thing, except for when they get diet. And so you're not awake. I'm not awake. So I'm not able to see your little messages. And so then you're left to your own devices. You just do what you want to do. And men typically don't do the things that they're supposed to do. They do what they want to do and they be wrong. And that man was wrong.
You gotta hit refund me.
But the problem is you gotta go through each one and say refund me on this or get this or get these.
Refund me all. If you cannot get
what I
specifically asked
my money
you
back.
For, don't pick up nothing. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. Refund me.
It has upset me every single day. I look in that fridge. McKinley been drinking them, so I'm like, okay, well,
that's
go
because
ahead.
McKinley like water.
That's true. That's true. McKinley's which is fine. I'm like, maybe this is a good thing. Yeah. Maybe I should have you just stuck on diet things anyway.
Listen to me.
So upsetting.
I like specific brands for the most part. I like specific brands. Specific sizes because you can't get stuff that's going to take up too much space in your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. You don't want too small things because that's stupid and going to last you. Yes. You know what you like.
You know.
So if I said this what I want, I promise you this what
that's
I want.
What I want.
And I don't want
through
that.
And through.
So if it's not this,
girl,
I don't want you to make
get
no decisions on your own.
With this Apollo.
Get away from me with this Apollo. Give my money back. Don't worry about me. Give my money back.
There is specifically a meme or like somebody posted that basically black people are doing too much when it comes to prom. They're like doing way too much. And some people were in agreement. And if for context, the last couple years, prom has been prom.
It's a wedding.
It is a
pre-wedding.
There is a whole like more than just we used to just get fancy cars. Right. And low key, the fancy cars were like our parents' cars that you would drive. But now people are like legit renting, like, or you would rent a limo. But now it's like, like Lambos. Okay.
The dresses
are like wedding dresses.
Yes.
The hair, the setup of
the pictures they take. Like, it's a whole shindig.
It's like an event.
It's an event.
Before prom.
Yes.
It's just like the setup of prom, the get ready. It's a production.
Production is the word.
And people are upset, but I just feel like, and I'm curious because you're about to have prom soon.
Listen to me.
And the problem is the prom that you have first is from your bougie son.
Correct.
So he gonna want a helicopter.
And I too want that.
Amen. See?
I am the extra.
Amen. Y'all,
whoever the people are, let me tell you right now. Whoever the people are that are mad, just pre-add me to your list of people to be mad at.
Yes.
Because I want my boys to have... I was driving by the college down the street from the house, and I said, Isaiah got to take senior pictures. just occurred.
Yeah.
Yes. I said, oh, wait a minute. I need to set up his senior pictures.
Yes.
I'm low-key tripping.
Yeah.
Like, I got to set this up. Absolutely, 100%, I want to do the things.
Absolutely.
Isaiah's little small school, though, ain't going to do it the way I want him to do it. But, yeah, I want to, y'all know Isaiah's little girlfriend, actually, that wasn't his girlfriend. It was the foreign exchange student. I did her hair.
Yep,
I bought her dress.
Yep.
I took her shopping. I took their little pictures that was blurred in a mug.
Yes.
Like, for Joe's homecoming, you were there. I want to do all of the
absolutely.
Things. Yes, 100%. Absolutely. If you can do it,
Do it.
Girl, be mad.
Amen.
Do you hear me? I agree. Be mad. Because it's not going to impact what I want to do. Because correct.
I just saw the one I saw recently, which it gave me a chuckle child. This little girl was wrapped in plastic. And then they played the Lotto song, "Rip Me Out the Plastic, Girl, I'm Feeling Brand New." And so she, at the "Rip Me Out the Plastic," the daddy ripped her out the plastic and she came around. It was like, "I'm feeling brand new." And I was like, "You did that.
Period.
You did that.
Period.
You better have a soundtrack."
Absolutely.
Amen. Yes.
Choreograph a freaking music video. I don't care. Do what you want to do. You know what it is, though? It is the age of social media.
Yes.
I think it fuels this idea of being extra and extravagant.
And that's what somebody said. They were like, "You're doing it all for social media or whatever." And so, but people were also going back and they were like, honestly, and particularly for Black people, sometimes it's an immediately like too showy. Right, like for in our culture, sometimes when we do things, it, because we are, I think culturally, we can be extra, and so it becomes negative, and like too showy. And somebody was saying, and they were like, "Those are like religious, you know, things." But they reference like quinceañeras.
I literally was just thinking,
and they were like, "Have you ever seen those? Those are over the top."
Or bar mitzvahs.
Literally, those were the two. And so somebody was like, "Yeah, but those are like religious." And somebody was like, "Yeah, but going to prom is also like a rite of passage."
Yeah.
That is like that is what we do.
Absolutely.
So why is that any different? Also, if you how you spend your money in your house
Listen
is your
me.
Business, and 100%. If it's gonna be something on social for me to look at and smile. When I see kids being happy and enjoying what they doing, girl, all more power to you.
I agree. Like, that's the thing. Why? Don't count what I'm doing over here.
Amen.
Mind yours over there. Live your life, okay?
Girl.
And I'm not, and listen, I actually, and maybe it's just because the way we grew up and also going through that journey because of how we grew up, I really don't care what you do. Mm-mm. Spend your money. Don't spend your money. I actually really, truly do not care.
No.
But also, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Amen.
And so I don't actually care about your judgment because I want to do what I want to do.
Absolutely.
And that's it. That's all. You can call it showy. You can say I'm just doing this for the social media likes. I'm going to post it because at this point, social media has become a photo album.
Yeah.
And if you think about what photo albums were back in the day, it was an opportunity for you to sit down and show and get the likes and the comments.
In person.
Yeah. You want us to go and see.
The problem is technology came and now it's just a different medium.
Exactly.
But it's the same
but
thing.
It's literally the
That's all right.
same. Yep. So, girl, go and do what you want to do and hush your mouth.
Hilarious. All right. Moving on. I just want to say because, well, I don't know if y'all going to be able to answer this legit, but I think it's a funny question. We were talking before we did this or on the other podcast, I think, of if you needed something done illegally. I'm not talking about you got it like you need a hit on somebody's head.
No.
Off somebody. I'm not talking about that. But if you needed like a fake ID, fake passport, if you needed something like illegal, do you have someone in your life that you could contact? You don't put their names in the comments, but just say if you know someone or if you are that one. Amen. It's fine.
We thought about this and called the person that we all agreed could do it.
And what he said.
He said, not right away, but I could probably get it done in about a week.
You need that kind of person on your team. You need somebody in your life that could like get something done. Greg has, I would call Greg and Greg would call his people because he has some people too.
Yeah.
You just need that in your life. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you right now though, don't call me.
Hello?
Because I would ask too many questions and then be like, dang, why I asked all them questions? Because now I know.
Oh,
but
girl.
I would be like, well, what did you do? Well, why would you need it? In a week? Girl, this sound bad.
The problem is, at this point in my life, I would search on TikTok.
How to get a passport?
I would literally be like, how to get a fake passport?
Let's see. Wait, hold on.
I bet you somebody on TikTok could tell me.
Okay, hold on.
I would do that.
TikTok. I don't know if I want my my feed to know that that's what I'm searching
for.
Because
well,
you know they shutting down TikToks in the States.
Oh, I saw that, child.
How to get a fake... Lord. Wait. Fake positive results for I don't know if I want to do passport.
Oh, a fake.
Okay, so the options are how to get a fake ID, how to fake positive results for COVID. Wait, why would you want a fake positive result
to get out of work?
Okay,
because that counts for like travel and that.
Oh,
yeah. How to get an ID quickly?
Yeah.
How to fake a tan off? How to fake nail off? Oh, how to get a fake nail off? How to fake ID? Okay, hold on. How to fake?
I'm telling you, TikTok. I would go if I had. There are people I feel like I would be able to ask, but if I didn't, I would go to TikTok.
Oh no! Here it is. How to get a fake passport?
See.
I feel like you don't. You ain't finna say.
I was gonna say
good.
The problem is that the people making those videos should cover their face.
Like, and these people are on here like 4K. You hear me? 4K. Blurred background and everything.
Yes.
How to get your for the first?
I feel like everybody needs someone like this in their life.
Amen. Okay, so it turns from, okay, so a couple of these folks really do got how to get a fake passport. The other people are like, how to get a passport fast.
Oh, that's what I looked at when I needed mine.
Girl, no, I'm not on no VPN. The FBI, when I'm not at next week's episode,
amen.
Y'all be ready to know that it was
we
just for this episode.
We were saying hypothetically, if we needed somebody
correct.
To do something,
I have a real passport. I don't need a fake passport. I got clear.
Somebody?
I did pre-check. Y'all got too much of my information amen. For me to do a crime. Yes. I'm not going to well.
As long as you're using your thumbprint on your it's or your fine. Face now,
yeah,
girl,
I'm not doing no crime. Amen. Listen to me, FBI.
FBI,
I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, moving on. Oh, yeah, because I'm going to have to go in a minute because yeah. I got to get my kid from school. Let's do Mel Takes TV.
Go.
So we watched a few things.
We did.
Let's start with Vanderpump Rules. Listen, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but I watched the last episode and then I made Melissa watch it. And now we are going to watch the reunion because I don't know them people. I don't know their names. So don't be in the comments telling me that I don't know nobody. You're
we
right,
don't.
I don't. Here's what I do know.
Girl.
Somebody was together for 9 years.
Come on.
And the man in that relationship slept with the best friend of the girl in that relationship.
Correct.
That's enough information for
that's
me.
That's all you need to know. And all and this other thing you need to know. All the friends sound like they had an inclination.
Amen.
And they try to tell the girlfriend and the girlfriend defended her boyfriend and her friend,
yeah,
and they for real was actually sleeping together.
And how girlfriend found out is he was performing because he's an artist and he's sensitive about his shit, and his phone fell out his pocket.
Sure enough.
And girlfriend picked it up, and there was a FaceTime.
But she got
video.
The first inclination, I think, off that Watch What Happens Live. That's
oh,
why
yes,
they started
because
there.
He said which time is cute, and then her and the best friend both said her boyfriend.
Now, why on God's green earth would the girlfriend say, this is your time to lie?
Girl.
Why would you tell the truth? Because immediately, as the girlfriend, I would be like, I just knew our answers were not going to be the same.
Especially because everybody's been saying you like the other
correct.
Time, but now you like my
time. But now you like my time? I'm so confused.
How did we get here?
Why both of our answers would be the same.
Girl.
Now,
these people are
what
messed.
Does that mean? That see. Sound? Side eye.
Side eye.
Side eye. And you know her little antennas was doing this.
Yes. Oh. Huh. Oh, she said, oh, you said some. Yeah.
So as soon as that man left her phone, she said, oh, no.
I've actually been meaning to.
Let me just go
phone,
ahead and
phone.
Just. I know exactly the been text thread I want to see.
And it was for how long? 8 months?
Seven, eight months.
They were sleeping together. Her friend and her man of 9 years.
And then this man is trying. Well, I mean, obviously he's trash, but like he is trash. He apologized to everybody but her.
Yes.
Was crying to everybody but her.
And cheated. And then this is what happened. His first girlfriend, the new girlfriend.
Correct!
He got her by cheating on the last girlfriend. And now this girlfriend, he got a new girlfriend by cheating. He's just a cheater.
He's a cheater.
This ain't the first time he didn't did.
He's
this
a cheater.
Is what he does.
And then when that lady asked, have you cheated on the current girlfriend before?
With anybody else?
And he said, yes.
Yes. And she said, with a stranger though. Yeah.
Well.
Oh, so you need to get beat up.
You need to get beat up.
Who you say he look like?
Johnny Depp.
Because he had the nails painted and the black dark hair.
Yeah, he
had,
was
it's like
definitely.
A look. It's
it
like
was,
a look.
He was definitely giving Johnny Depp wannabe yes. look like. Let me tell you something. We're going to talk about it
amen.
On the Bald and the Beautiful. But that's the long and the short of it. But listen to me. If you
oh,
watch
you,
the show.
You guys are going to talk about it?
But just that episode.
That's all you need to watch
yeah,
anyway.
I might
fine.
A little bit today commit to watching a little bit more for a little bit more context. I don't need no more context.
No.
It's enough.
That's enough.
I probably won't never watch another episode of this show again.
Yes.
This is all I need to know.
No. I'm going to tune in for the reunion, which is this coming week. We'll be watching that. So don't be mad at us. I don't know the context. What we just told y'all is what we know. And it's messy.
Okay? Yes. There's Johnny Depp, blonde girlfriend.
We finna mess it up. Bob in there. It's fine.
Oh, there is a Bob. There. Yeah.
Watch it. Okay. Next, we watched Selling Sunset.
The whole season.
Good time. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
It was messy.
You know what, though? I am trying to figure out, is Chrishell problematic?
I like her too much to see any of her problematic.
And that's my problem, right? Is like, I'm like, oh, I like Chrishell. Not legitimately. I like Chrishell. And then when they were showing the clips, the teasers for the next season, and she got into it again with people. Uh-huh. And then I saw that her and Amanda, whatever her name is, aren't friends anymore. Yeah. I had to take a step back. Mm. And I was like, Chrishell, is it you?
Is it you?
Is it maybe a
everybody has
you?
An issue with you?
I'm confused. How?
Girl.
I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I love her too much, though.
I love Chrishell. I think she's so cute.
I have a question, though.
Why Nick Cannon didn't have that girlfriend sign an NDA so she can't say his name 3,000 times on the show? It wasn't even her. It was Chelsea.
It was Chelsea.
I mean, her whole storyline became Nick Cannon. She ain't met the man.
That wasn't going to be my question, but that is a valid question that Nick needs to answer.
Oh, my God.
Nick, I know you watch the show faithfully. I know we're your favorite podcast.
Correct.
Why you let them talk about you like that all on that show?
Nick, have that girl sign an NDA.
Nick.
Tell her you can't say, you can say baby daddy. You could say my child's father. What you cannot
Dave is
do?
Up on there like, Nick Cannon.
He's manipulative.
Got another baby.
He's emotionally abusive. I can't believe she slept with Nick Cannon.
He don't even come home.
How is Nick Cannon going to take care of all of his kids?
Nick Cannon works too much,
but he has so many kids.
Nickelodeon.
Like, this girl said Nick. It was her personality trait by the end of the season.
It was. It was a mess. But, okay, my question before we go is, why Jason be sleeping with everybody in the office? And how come it's not being discussed?
Like,
I have a problem with that.
Yes.
How come nobody is saying hello and now this new girl is half his age?
She sure is. But we got to be fair because Mary's husband is half her age. And
he also doesn't work.
Is half
at the problem is that's a dynamic.
Oh, this the power?
This is your brokerage office. These people get a percentage of their checks.
That's true.
I feel like that is
just rich.
Who? Is Jason rich? I feel like that is problematic. And I don't understand why nobody is.
I also think that's why Mary doesn't. She needs to tell that man no.
Amen.
But she be saying no in words, but not in action.
Not in action.
Yeah, I think that poor baby was stressed.
She was stressed out.
And she was finna have an anxiety attack.
She wasn't that good at that job either.
No, the thing about it is you do have to know, like, what your strong suits are. And she is too close to the individuals in the office on a friendship level to also be a manager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't hang out with you on the weekend and also manage you Monday through Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Passive. Yeah, I do. Passive. I thought it said passive aggressive. I was like, I don't think she's aggressive at all. I think she's passive, but I agree with you. I think she's and I think she gets stressed out.
Yeah.
And she wants to do the right thing and you're kind of torn in doing the right thing. Mm-mm. I don't know. I mean, I feel for her, but also though, I kind of feel like the producers made Jason step out.
Absolutely.
But
I agree.
He was being a butthead. He should have stepped in because he did know the details
of that
agreement between
Chrishell and Nicole.
Yes, Nicole.
I think her name is
Nicole, which as women, we have to do better about this. All of her aggression was aimed at Chrishell.
And it shouldn't have been.
And it should have been at
Girl,
Jason.
Redirect.
You're mad at me because he put me on the listing?
You got the wrong.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. So go to the source.
Yes.
he is
and
the
it
reason.
Feel it's so per- like, girl, you mad because that he liked her? Because everything also is so personal yes. for her. It's like, oh, this is giving too
did
much.
You thought you was gonna be number three on the roster,
right?
You thought, you know, it was be mm-mm. it would be Mary, it would be Chriselle, and it would be
I don't
you.
Like her. I don't like her.
Yeah, she came she in messy. Go. She came in real, real strong. Indeed. Real, real strong. But how you feel about, listen, in them scenes, Chriselle triple, quadruple, five time down. That girl did drugs.
She kept saying it.
Me and Mel laughed for 25 minutes.
Why she said that about her? When she brought up, like, I'm contacting my attorney, I was like, you should, honey, because anybody saying I'm doing drugs and I'm not doing drugs, like, girl, I'm finna see about you.
Get to the, what did she say? Get to the point because you do drugs. Everybody was like, it was like, what?
How did we get here?
She said, and you're doing this.
Your arms. She said that girl is doing drugs, and you can't just be saying people do drugs. That's not,
you can't.
Unless you know.
And Chriselle is saying she knows. She said, Mary, you don't remember? Girl, my name is Bennett. I'm not in it.
Y'all, if you haven't watched that, because we are telling you, this section of the episode only makes sense if you've watched. If you haven't, you probably are looking at us like, girl, what are y'all talking about? Go watch and then come back and watch this. You're going to laugh with us right here. Okay? Because that was a mess. That was a mess.
Because, and you do drugs.
You do drugs. That girl went and had a whole drug test. If somebody accused you of drugs, would you do a drug test? Or would you just be like, girl, bye?
Girl, bye. I literally would be like, girl, bye.
I feel like I might contemplate doing a test.
I would be like, now, girl, you know.
I would be like, you're a liar, but also I would get it done and maybe
I probably
it.
Would be like, is this for the cameras? Are you doing this for the cameras? Because you sound ridiculous. Are you on drugs?
Ridiculous.
Because you're crazy right now. Legitimately, this is the most absurd thing I've heard in a long time. She went, contacted her lawyer, was crying, was doing this, that, and the third. Girl, are you nuts? Spent her whole next day on her vacation in the drug office place.
In Palm Springs. Trying to find a drug office
place. If you don't go on and get away from me with this, Apollo.
Get away from me with this.
Girl, no. I'm not taking a drug test. Get out of here. Bye.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Wait. Not supposedly only 37 years old. This is the shadiest.
Is that how old she's supposed to be? I'm not finna do that. She might be. Everybody don't age gracefully. Amen.
That's true. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Girl, is you right? Is you nuts or is you crazy?
Because take your pick because you one of them.
You sound both.
Yeah, we are about to get off here. Melissa is drinking matcha and she doesn't like it.
No, it's not that good. But I kind of really like you got like my TikTok, whatever it was, that video. It was real. Like I forced myself to like matcha because no one in my family likes it. And I still don't all the way like
Kevin
it.
Kevin had a taste of it.
And it didn't enjoy.
Like he didn't.
No, I feel like I had another show I wanted to talk about. Oh, but girl. No. You said Selling Sunset. We did
Vanderpump. You, I had Real Housewives of Atlanta and Young Black and African.
Oh, I didn't watch either of those. Okay, then that might be it. Do you have a YSL update?
It was a slow week. There's a lot of talks about bonds though, because Young Thug's attorney has requested that he get a bond. So there's a lot of talks about that, and they thought there was going to be a the judge was going to hear that motion last week, but it got like delayed or moved. It didn't happen. So anyway, it was like a very there was a lot of jury stuff last week, but it was like very slow. Also, if you don't know, there is a...
Your nails are pretty. Let me see.
I hate them.
Why?
I want to get them redone. There is a trial happening right now between T.I. and the OMG girls against Mattel.
Wait, wait, the doll? No, I'm thinking of the Bratz dolls.
Well, and that's why.
Oh.
Yeah. So the... it's basically, I'm pretty sure T.I. and the OMG, like, they sued because they are basically saying they ripped off the OMG girls for the OMG dolls.
Oh.
Yeah. And so Tip been showing up every day in his outfit, and Tiny has too. Amen to her. She shows up in what she wears.
Tiny is a supportive wife. You hear me? She be, yes. She's
but also,
a true
she
die.
Was behind those OMG girls. You know, she oh. helped like do that a lot. So he had to take the stand and everything. So it is.
How
I think
was
that,
he on the stand? I would love to hear him be on the stand. You well, you know, they expeditiously.
Literally, he's talking like that. There's a couple quotes and he's like talking like that.
Oh, I love it.
So anyway, I think they're going to be rapping like really soon, like either this week or maybe next.
And is it looking like they're going to win?
From what I can see, I haven't like dove in the way that I wanted to have in, but just know it's coming, especially when the verdict come, I'm going to have a whole recap for y'all. But they are supposed to be rapping. And mm-hmm. from what I can see, it seems like they have done a good job given their case. He actually, T.I. was on the stand and gave props to his lawyers. He was like, y'all know how expensive y'all are, but y'all are.
Oh, I love it. And you saw that Ed Sheeran won his case?
Yes.
I think he needed
sue
to.
Sue the people, ain't
he? Well, he was being sued.
Oh, that's right.
The Marvin Gaye
that's
estate.
Because somebody said Marvin Gaye's family just listened at the radio like, that sound like, yeah, listen the lawsuit.
That, because they won that other like one. They too. Got Audacity.
Amen.
But this is what I heard. I didn't watch it, but I heard that Ed Sheeran people said, y'all say y'all own this progression, chord progression. This is a sample before you was alive and born.
Girl.
So how you own something that predates you?
Hey, girl.
Somebody.
It wasn't his family? Oh, it was.
It was the estate, right?
I thought it. They said it wasn't the estate.
Oh, I heard it was the
it
estate.
It was a writer.
Oh, it was the writer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I definitely thought
it was the other songwriter.
Songwriter,
not Marvin Gaye's estate.
Ah.
Well, the clickbait people who have been talking about that case yes. have been playing us
yes,
because they are
up.
Quick to say Marvin Gaye's estate.
That's what I read too.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta go pick up the baby.
All right. Thank you guys
Thanks
so much.
Y'all.
And I gotta do this phone call. Thanks y'all so much. We really appreciate y'all joining us on this. Okay, not the estate. That's our correction. Not the estate for y'all that are looking.
Don't sue us, estate.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us on the Gingies. We'd just be talking about whatever it is. I don't know how we talked about parenting stuff and landed on the Marvin Gaye, not estate. But thank y'all so much. We'll be back actually this Friday doing questions.
Oh yeah. We're going to do like a Q&A for us. So send questions to admin. Kat will say that again too. But send questions to admin@kevonstage.com because we want to do some Q&As.
Yeah. It'll be a shorter, livelier okay, y'all. Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.